My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
The good, the bad, and the ugly is brought to you by Marilyn Jockey Club. Feel the excitement at Laurel Park during the Capitol Meet now through December 31st. Don't miss out. Visit laurelpark.com today. That's laurelpark.com.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Time right now for the good, the bad, the ugly on Monday Morning Quarterback, sponsored by Catholic Charities of Maryland. Improving the lives of Marylanders is a team effort. Join the huddle at cc-md.org. Mike Preston, what's good?
What is good?
What it do?
The Riders. I mean, they have basically a short week compared to the Ravens. 7 days. They fly to the East. They come in, and they come out with that small ball. They just start throwing those short passes because they know they can't go 80 yards, 10 plays down the field. But they're content to play small ball. Mm-hmm. Their offensive line isn't very good. And then in the second half, they made the adjustments. And they won it. Their defense played well enough to win at the end. Their offense actually countered the Ravens and scored points in the last 12 minutes of the game. And they pull out a victory. That's huge for this football team, for the Raiders. I mean, because I thought the Ravens would beat them by 11 to 14 points easily. And they have a quarterback named Gardner Minshew. What a name. And he's like, I mean, it's not Dan Marino. It's not John Elway. This is their quarterback. And they still win, so they get my game ball.
So there you're good. My bad would be the situation in Denver with the Broncos. Not just to play on the field, Bo Nix, not looking very good. He had two interceptions yesterday. They go over 100 yards passing. The defense looks good, but I don't know how much of that game you watched, Jeremy. But Sean Payton is the example of a coach whose ego is way too big. He does not connect with the play. You know what I mean? When you start showing that kind of frustration, and I don't know if you saw it, but he wanted his offense back out on the field, and he was shooing them back out. Go, shoo them. Just very arrogant and unapproachable. And players will turn on you in that situation. They will turn on you. And I know the organization has a lot of money invested in you, but they have more money invested in the 53-man roster. And we're starting to realize more and more, Drew Brees was very good. I remember this. Keep in mind, Sean Payton was the same guy who, when he was the offensive coordinator in Dallas.
Was it Bill Parcells?
Bill Parcells took the play-calling duties away from him, and the team got better. Mm-hmm. He landed on a job in New Orleans. New Orleans, got the quarterback of a generation. He was not the best quarterback of that, but one of the better quarterbacks of that era. And they won a lot of games, including the Super Bowl. But the arrogance is obvious, and trust me, my friend, you will lose the locker room when you become unapproachable to the players.
So my ugly, I mean, look, I feel like I could go anywhere with this. There's so many different things. Will Levis and his laterals, if you want to talk about that. They should have put the Jets away in the first half, but because of his stupid play, they allow people to hang around. Told you he's the modern-day version of J.P. Loschman. Don't tell me any different. You can talk about the Giants losing their kicker in the first quarter, and that's the reason they lose the game. Third team in NFL history that's scored three touchdowns and given up zero and lost the game. How ridiculous does that sound?
Yeah.
You gave up zero touchdowns and you lost the game. But you got to look at what Dallas did at home this week and kind of say, that's the team right there. You got to look at their defense. They just got absolutely worked. You better work. That's what happened, man. You look at it from the standpoint of Alvin Kamara being able to get whatever he wants, Rashid Shaheed getting behind the defense, Chris Olave making catches down near the goal line, plus the fact that Dallas offense is pressing. I've said this before. They're going to be very one-dimensional. They do not have a running game. Makes me kind of worried, though, because next week the Ravens turned the Raiders into a one-dimensional team, and then they lost in the second half. So be careful what you wish for.
Let's not act like Dak can't cook when Dak wants to cook.
Oh, he can, look, he's the highest paid quarterback in the league.
That don't mean anything.
I'm just saying. He can play, though.
I mean, Sean Watson makes a lot of money, too.
Yeah, he does.
So, yeah, the pay is not what I'm talking about. I think he's a guy that can go off at any given time.
Yep. When he gets hot,
yeah,
he can cook.
You talking about Deshaun Watson?
No.
Him too.
He can go off anytime he wants to.
Okay. Yeah, when he gets hot, he gets hot.
I'm good.
He gets off.
I'm good. We don't have to talk about it. I'm good. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Bono was Big Bad Morning Show Monday morning quarterback. I thought what was impressive, though, honestly, Matt LaFleur, of the game plan that was like, look, guys, I don't care. Let's just win the game. And Malik Willis goes out and goes 12 of 14 for 122. 8.7 yards an attempt, one touchdown, and a passer rating of 126.8. Meanwhile, Josh Jacobs, 32 carries, 151 yards. 4.7
yards. And he had a 20-yard touchdown run call back with some BS. Don't get me started.
Dude, I just think, dude, that's it. You talk about a guy who didn't lose the locker room. That's a team that's just rallying around you and say, look, man, let's just get it done.
Well, he's showing you he's also a great offensive mind. Like, I'm sorry, LaFleur. I didn't know what to think about him coming in. I was like, you got Aaron Rodgers, and you ain't trying to help this cat out. Now you're watching him with what I'd say is inferior talent, but we have to see what Jordan Love becomes. Malik Willis is definitely inferior talent. I said this yesterday on game day. Malik Willis going into yesterday's game would have a higher quarterback rating if he had spiked every single snap he had taken. You know how embarrassing that is?
Yeah.
He had a lower quarterback rating than if he just threw a spike into the ground on every single play he played. He played his ass off yesterday.
And yet.
Yeah. And then so they got to the Colts. They watched the Colts against the Bengals and went, these cats can't stop the run. And they ran it down their throat. Yeah.
You know, you say, why didn't he help Aaron Rodgers out? I felt like he was trying to help Aaron Rodgers out the door. I thought he wanted Aaron Rodgers gone, honestly. And, see, you know, you talk about wanting to start afresh, Mike. I always felt like he wanted to start afresh with his team minus Aaron Rodgers.
I can see that.
I'm so mad. That cat got bailed out so many times yesterday.
Who did?
Rodgers.
Man, he can still make some throws.
Yeah, he can.
I mean, some of those throws, you just kind of sit back and go, man, boy,
yeah, he
when
can.
He was younger, man, he was something. But even now, he can still get it done. But he can't run like he used to. That's not happening.
I said something to you earlier in the show. We didn't say it on the air, but like the Jets they lucked out by not calling a timeout when the clock was running down, and then they awarded it to him after there should have been a delay of game. If you're going to start doing that, then just give the team the option. Do you want to take the delay of game or do you want to use your timeout?
And I love that rule.
Because there's no gray area then.
I love that rule. More fan reaction from you at 8:30. Don't go anywhere. But on the other side, we're going to take a look at our quarterback, Lamar Jackson, and his performance in yesterday's loss right here on The Fan.
Jackson's going to get it.
Two.
Jackson throws.
Three.
Deep ball.
One.
Touchdown, Baltimore.
How did Baltimore's top signal caller perform?
Call it. You know, like you said, we had the momentum. We up fourth quarter, 23-13.
usually we just finish teams by then. You know, we just go to get the ball rolling and just go to punishing people. But I guess Vegas had the best of us today.
Lamar Jackson, after yesterday's 26-23 loss to the Las Vegas Raiders, sounding very, very disappointed. Mike, we talked about his numbers with 62% passing completion, 247 yards, 45 yards rushing, and you said it best. He can't do what he did versus Kansas City every week. That's not a bad performance. It's just not a performance that we come to know from Lamar Jackson.
Explosive plays.
Yeah.
That's what we'll remember him by long, long after he's done playing football. Was he could improvise and make something out of nothing. And yesterday, it was hard to do. I didn't see that explosion, though, that I've seen. And even in the running plays, when he got out on the outside, just, come on, Lamar, hit that gear. It just wasn't there. And I don't believe it was any of the side effects from that Kansas City game, even though it took a lot out of him.
No.
But, you know, I wanted to see a little bit more of that.
But Mike, should game one with 10 days off take that much out of you, though?
Honestly. In that game, possibly. It shouldn't have lingered that.
That's what I mean.
Yesterday's game.
That's what I mean, lingering. I'm not talking about initially.
It did take something out of him because, you know, he didn't show up for practice. When you don't show up for practice, it just says, now he need an extra day. That kind of tells you something right there. But I just didn't see the explosion.
I've heard more people talking about this, and I wonder if it was Kurt Warner that brought it up or somebody else, but somebody of substance saying that missing preseason games, are we going to get back to that where they're like, hey, man, you guys came out flat. You came out rusty. You know, it's a knee-jerk thing when you look right at the numbers going, hey, man, all these guys that missed preseason, they came out really flat and looked terrible. Now, I don't know if it's going to end up being something because I don't buy into it that much. But, you know, the numbers, we all have knee-jerk reactions when something happens and you want a reason why. And I don't know if that factors in for you guys at all.
It's interesting. I mean, and I'm pretty sure they'll talk about that and discuss that because it does play a part. And you see a lot of these guys. Lamar, see, you can buy that in a sense, but he looked pretty good in that Kansas City game.
He did. I thought it was,
well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if that we want to be validity.
just results oriented, he didn't look good. Why? Because they lost. Okay, we can run with that. However, you know, over 200 yards passing, 100 yards rushing, that's a thing. That's a stat that's rare in the National Football League. Not so much rare for him. I can't say he didn't look good. You got most of the league not working in the preseason. Majority of the league is not doing it. So that means the majority of the league is looking bad, I guess. But I thought his performance was, you know, especially the passer rating, the quarterback rating, no, the passer rating rather, 81.4. Meh. Very much so for him.
Average for Lamar.
Yeah. Really below average because his career is higher than that.
Carrying the offense. And he didn't get it done yesterday.
Ravens are 0-2 on the year. All right. Should Ravens fans, Jeremy Kahn, begin to worry at 0-2?
Yeah. I mean,
with 15 games left?
Hold on. It just matters what you do in the next 15 games, man. That's all that matters. They're going to be defined on how they do in the next 15. Let's forget about what happened these last two. The challenge flags, the timeouts,
the penalties,
the big plays given up, blowing a 10-point lead. We just got to focus on the next 15. And if you focus on those 15, we'll be defined by that. What if you missed the playoffs by a half a game? You're going to be defined by the first two that you lost. And
you
it
are correct.
It doesn't get easier either now because, look, I fully believe that Cowboys team was embarrassed.
They were at home. So, and they have you at home.
And I'm not saying that they're going to beat the Ravens, but you're going to get the best Cowboys team you've seen up to this point in this game. And, again, I'll go back to it. I think the Cowboys are a one-dimensional team. It's a scary dimension because they can sling that football. After what I saw in the second half from Gardner Minshew, yeah, I'm worried about next week.
Yeah, I am too because I thought the pass rush did what the pass rush should have done. They made the Raiders get rid of the ball early in that second half, Mike. So that's when you need the secondary to step up and do their jobs.
Yep.
And not let you open so quickly.
And that didn't happen.
And by the way, it doesn't matter who's at fault, secondary pass rush. Somebody's at fault. Fix it. You know, like if you want to say they're not holding up their end of the bargain on the back half, I'm listening to you. But I did feel like they got more pressure early in the game than they got late.
Yes,
and
close.
Were they worn out? Was it just not working? Did they pick up you know, some of the pass rush a little bit better? Was Gardner getting the ball out quicker? Because he was staring down Devontae Adams and Brock Bowers' ass every chance he got.
Yeah. I would have.
Yeah.
Those guys turned up big numbers, man.
Almost 200 yards receiving, or was it over 200 yards receiving between the two of them, and 18 catches.
Yeah.
Plus the penalties, too, that come in.
Yeah. Some of that stuff has to go on the secondary. We can't put everything. I thought, Jeremy, I saw some good things. I saw enough of the pass rush yesterday to make me have hope moving forward for that pass rush. I saw a lot against the Chiefs, but you know my thing. Bring him down. We saw last night in Sunday Night Football several times the quarterback was taken off his spot and completed 20 yards downfield. Bring him down.
Yeah.
So, but I saw maybe the makings of that in week one. I saw it evident in week two, but now I got to see the secondary. And maybe Wiggins being out was that much of a big thing. But the secondary's got to step up.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll find out real quick what things look like coming up in the next two games, because you have two quarterbacks that can clearly make some things happen. And people can say what they want about Dak Prescott. He's a good quarterback. He's had some really big games, and you can't give that guy time, especially with a weapon like CeeDee Lamb. And Josh Allen's just different. He can beat you with his feet, beat you with his arm. Dak used to be that guy, but he didn't run as much anymore with the ankle injuries and all that stuff. I'm not faulting him for it. I'm just saying Josh Allen's goofy ass will run right into you. He don't care.
You never know which Josh Allen will show up.
Yeah.
It might be the great one on any given night, or it might be the crazy one who does, like, really dumb stuff.
I mean, he runs into a lot of guys.
Yes, he does.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, Monday Morning Quarterback, sponsored by Catholic Charities of Maryland. AFC North report at 845, but on the other side, we want to hear from you. That's right. As Jeremy says, tell us why you're mad. Or not so much. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Joe on the Fan.
It's time for your takeaways.
Call or text 410-583-1057.
Hey, our man Joseph did some research of his own. Joe, what you got for us over there, man?
That was Andy and Dundalk said that it was 26 blown leads of at least 10 points. Maybe I'm missing one of them. I don't know. Maybe he's counting one that was, remember when they lost?
Maybe?
This has postseason games in it. This is on Pro Football Reference. There is one game they had a 9-point lead. That was against Jacksonville in 2022. They lost that one, so maybe that was included. But there are 25 blown leads in the John Harbaugh era of at least 10 points.
Since 08. Let's go out to the phone lines, 410-583-1057. Chris in Parkville. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Sorry for your loss, man.
Thank you, sir.
To me, an undisciplined team with the penalties. I think you already had spoke to that. But the mental leads to the physical, the results, they're undisciplined. They're not on the same page. Maybe the Ravens should look at what the Raiders did. They have two consultants for their new head coach. One of them is Tom Coughlin, who ever since he left the Giants, they haven't been too good. But I don't know. That's my feelings on it. Maybe you could expand on it. But just undisciplined.
See, Tom Coughlin has lost a lot of locker rooms.
Are his nose and cheeks still red from that cold game outside? The thing I would say about this is I'm in a different boat because you have to be ready to fire a guy. It's not about what you're necessarily bringing in, at least initially to me, because you're going to do your research.
Yeah.
It's about is there any juice left in this thing? Have you squeezed everything out of it?
Exactly. Because if not, it comes back to you, Jeremy. Mm-hmm. You make that move. You make that move for, imagine John Harbaugh as a made man, Mike. You know what I mean? The permission that you need to make that move, I mean, you better be right. Because if not, it's coming back at you.
I tell you what the Raiders did. They went in and hired Marvin Lewis. You saw him on the sideline.
Last caller just said, yeah.
Yeah, and with Marvin, you have a guy who's been around the league, who knows the league, and then you have Pierce as a guy who's still a young guy. He's kind of figuring things out, but he's been around a little bit too. You kind of put those two together, and you kind of saw that on their sideline yesterday. You know where they played to their strengths. They did what they had to do. They knew their offensive line was weak, and they got blown up early. But then as the game went on, they started grinding the Ravens down a little bit. And that's the way the Ravens have won in the past, where they just physically could beat up some teams down the stretch. Couldn't do it yesterday. But now if you find an area where you're weak, you have to compensate and bring in somebody who can help you out. And I don't know, Rob. I still keep thinking about, yeah, and I was getting ready to say that. You know where you're talking about offensive coordinators and so forth.
He ain't doing that.
Years and
do you know what the spread is for next week against the Cowboys?
What
do you care? I mean, Rashawn just texted me and said the Cowboys were 1.5-point favorites. Actually, I see them as a one-point dog right now. And again, I think it's going to be a pick'em game. I'm interested to see where the money goes on this because, to me, that's a coin flip game.
Let's get back to the phone calls. Lenny in Baltimore. What's up, Lenny?
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Rob,
I just want to say condolences to you and your family.
Thank you, sir.
Happy birthday, Jeremy. John Harbaugh, it's that time. I've been saying it for years. Clock management, in-game adjustments. John, it's time for him to go. He makes a lot of bad decisions. Good guy. Love him to death. Seem like a good mentor and all that, good motivator, but he doesn't do good with play calling because he's not a play caller. He's a special teams coach. And Rob, I hear what you're saying. For you know, when you make that move, you got to be careful when you make that move with anything in life, you know. But at the end of the day, it's time for him to go. It's that time.
Thanks a lot, Lenny. Appreciate that, man. Let's go to Chris in Baltimore. What's up, Chris?
Hey, can I throw in one extra stat? Shouldn't this be like three losses in a row going back to Kansas City in the AFC Championship?
I mean, that's fair.
And then also, shouldn't this be a Monday morning of regret? Like, you look at Mike McDaniel, 2-0. You look at everything that they lost, and look what they have John Harbaugh have gained. He has lost so many offensive coordinators. He's got rid of so many defensive coordinators via fire, or they have left for other jobs. And what do you have left? Nothing. Like,
but you said they lost Mike McDaniel. So you would have, as a general manager, you would have gone to the owner and said, I want to get rid of John Harbaugh for someone who's never coached in the National Football League.
See, I said this months, I said this a long time ago. And again, that I think Mike McDaniel's a defensive genius, and it sucks to let him walk because I would rather have him than Harbaugh. That being said, in that moment, I said the same thing you just said. You're crazy if you do that. You can't, like, you couldn't have done that. The team's had success where they've gone. They came off of a season where Mike McDaniel had a lot to do with it, where they were statistically one of the best teams we've seen in the past 30 years.
And people are giving a lot of these opinions. I respect your opinion. But for 1 second, put yourself in that situation and tell me that you were pulling. I'm not pulling that trigger, Mike.
Nope.
You come off an AFC championship loss, and you say get rid of the experienced coach for someone who's never done it on this level. Man, you better – you keep in mind, if that doesn't work, then you are gone.
Mm-hmm.
You're gone. Mitch at Owings Mills. What's up, Mitch?
Yeah, I wonder if Derrick Henry not playing in the preseason has something to do with sort of being off kilter. I can't recall ever seeing a running back get a false start, let alone two in one game. And then what's going on with Justin Tucker? Is he just showing his age now that he doesn't have any distance? And just take a look at what J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards are doing out there for Harbaugh's brother. I'm going to get off the line and let you guys talk about it.
The question's never been with Dobbins and Gus Edwards about whether or not they're good.
Did Dobbins play in the preseason?
No.
You're comparing a running back for a running back. You're using the preseason as an excuse for one, but you're saying the other one's doing so great, he didn't play in the preseason.
But it's never been about talent with either one of them. Like with Gus, you gave him the carries, banged up at the end of the year. Dobbins was always talented, always hurt. Like I don't know what you expected him to do with that. The fact is, anytime we're looking around the league, people are like, oh yeah, the Chargers, they're 2-0. The Seahawks are 2-0. Okay. Could have lost both of those games, but they wound up on top.
And I don't know what's make you regret Gus. He's averaging fewer than 3 yards a carry.
I mean, and with Derrick Henry, just can't block. I mean, you have 7 carries and 4 yards in the first half or whatever his totals were. That's not on him.
No, he's talking about the false starts.
No, I'm just saying that's part of the problem is just not very good up front. And I would get a twitch, too, if I was operating behind this offensive line. My feet would start twitching a little bit.
Get a twitch. Let's go to Brian in Owings Mills. What's up, Brian?
First of all, good morning, Bob. Good morning, Jeremy. Good morning, Pop.
Good morning. How are you, man?
Man, I'm pissed off, man. And I know, Pop, you're going to give the grades out, but give Lamar, you know, go easy on the guy. That line is atrocious. That's the head coach's the problem. I've been sick. Get this guy's ass out of here, man. He's horrible. He should have been fired in 2019. We waited too long. You're going to tell me. So, to me, this guy has to have a name back there running his football. Because Martin, I heard you had Dobbins, you had Justin Hill, and you had Edwards. And you still could run the ball with them? Man, he's pathetic, man. And no. I don't want no Ronald McDonald. Get me Belichick. You got 8 titles? Yo, I want that guy. Get me Pete Carroll. Get me somebody with experience. That's what I want.
Pete Carroll
to
cheats.
Work with Lamar.
Hey, thanks a lot, Brian.
Pete Carroll cheats, Rob.
When he wins. Joe and Joppa. What's up, Joe?
Nobody has mentioned it yet, but the salary cap has killed this team. And the last question I'll let you guys talk. It is so hard to watch sports in Baltimore today. I want to turn the TV off, but I can't. So I'll go with that.
Yeah, the Orioles and Ravens will be in everyone's feelings after this past weekend. But the thing I'll say, like, you can sit here and talk about the salary cap and the reason that they're up against it so much, and they're not in that salary cap hell. I mean, think about Denver's got how much dead money on their cap right now? The Ravens draft extremely well, which means they typically keep their own players. They have tough decisions to make over which guy to keep and which guy to let walk. Sometimes it's been the right one. I think more times than not, they've signed the right guy. Every once in a while, you look at it and say, maybe Za'Darius Smith would have been better here. We go back to the Adelius Thomas, Terrell Suggs thing, or right. any of the other guys that you let walk. I think the biggest mistake they had this offseason, in my opinion, was, and maybe it's more on Jadeveon Clowney, is that they didn't necessarily replace him, even though the young guys do look good.
They look good. 410-583-1057. Bite me at 9 o'clock, but on the other side, it's the AFC North Report. On the most big bad morning show, Monday Morning Quarterback, sponsored by Catholic Charities of Maryland on the Fan.
AFC North Report is brought to you by Plaza Ford.
Plaza Ford offers transparent pricing on their extensive inventory of new or certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs with no hidden fees. Visit them on Route 1 in Bel Air next to the Falston Walmart or online at plazaford.com.
AFC North Report.
One time for the city.
The Browns.
My city.
Get up from the land.
Ooh, Watson slithers through. A marathon drive for the Browns leads to a touchdown.
That's courtesy of CBS Sports. The Cleveland Browns found a team that's worse than them, and that's why they got to win. They're 1-1 on the year after beating the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Deshaun Watson, man, is just... He's going to become a game manager. He's going to become a $200 million. How much did he make? Too much? What, 250?
Too much.
And he's going to be a game manager. You're going to have to win, like, in spite of him at times. Mm-hmm. And you saw that yesterday.
There was a report yesterday that said when they did the restructure with him that they waived the way that they can cancel his contract or void it, that they waived that in the negotiation to get the contract extension?
Yeah.
I mean, if that's true, like I saw it again, you don't know what to believe on social media now. If that's true, that's just sad for them.
He's got them coming and going, honestly, man. I mean, they just Trevor Lawrence, the one pass I will give Trevor Lawrence is he's coming off of an injury, and we don't know what shape he's in. However, Jeremy, I told you before the season started, I don't believe in that guy.
Yeah.
And you had a situation with these are two high-priced, high-drafted quarterbacks. Who Deshaun Watson went a little bit later in the draft, but I just, nah, man. Nah. And the Cleveland Browns, to me, they are a team that's going to have to find other ways to win, like holding teams to 13 points in a game. That's how they're going to have to find a way to win, because this offense led by that quarterback ain't the guy.
Turnovers. You got to get them.
Got to get them.
Yep.
Got to get them. Let's talk about our other team in Ohio in the division, the Cincinnati Bengals.
The Bengals.
Who they think they're going to beat them Bengals? Who they?
Yeah. Meow. 0-2. Big Cats.
Did you say meow?
Purr. 0-2. Look, they gave a valiant effort in Kansas City. For all the people out there bitching about that pass interference call, it was pass interference. He hit the guy early. I don't care when the flag came out. He hit him early. It's clear over that one play. The thing I'd be more upset about is some of the other stuff that goes on in the game. You do get some phantom calls here or there. Ja'Marr Chase got dog tied. I mean, they ripped him down to the ground by every which way they could get him down. He starts arguing with the ref. He winds up with a 15-yard penalty to kind of offset the good play he just had.
Right.
So they've got to get things figured out there. Starting off 0-2 in this division is not a good thing. Wait a minute, the Ravens have started off 0-2. Have to see what the rest of their schedule looks like. But this AFC North, supposed to be the best team or best division in football, has looked anything but that.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Joe Burrow looked better yesterday.
One team that doesn't look great, however, they're 2-0, and those are the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
The Steelers.
On second and goal, Nix protected to the back of the end zone. Boy. Picked off. Intercepted. And it's Trice.
Tell us about those Steelers, Mike Preston.
You know, for all you fans out there who are going to call in and say I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, I'm not. I'm a Mike Tomlin fan.
You and me both.
You know, I just think he gets
well,
the
then why are you wearing a Ben Roethlisberger jersey to work?
You know, you weren't supposed to tell that, man. You let my secret out.
Snitches get stitches.
But anyway, they beat Denver 13-6 in a big high-scoring thriller.
You know, and Justin Fields, 13 of 24, 117 yards and touchdown. Running back Najee Harris, 17 carries, 69 yards. They find a way to get it done. And coming into the season, everyone kept saying, they're going to finish in last. And I kept saying, just go to the playoffs every year.
They got Mike Tomlin. And by the way, Preston, Denver didn't score to the fourth quarter.
I know, I saw that. Two field goals. they had a 13-something lead with like 4 minutes and some left in the third quarter. They were wheeling on them.
I love all the people that were like, oh, Bo Nix, did you see him in the preseason? Yeah, I did. Did you see him in the regular season? I saw that too.
Yeah, and still, you know, I did watch the Steelers play last week, and Patrick Queen was back to being Patrick Queen. But, you know, missing tackles and not being around the ball, but they still win. That's the bottom line to the NFL. Win games. And Mike Tomlin gets his team to play above that level every year. So, they're 2-0. They're in first place in the AFC North.
Yeah, first place they are. I mean, that's all that matters. What are they doing? And they got it done. They did. Patrick Queen had 3 tackles yesterday. Oh, sorry, 4.
Mm. Oh, great day.
4 tackles. Can you imagine Mike Tomlin?
Yeah, but did you?
My quarterback, my high-priced inside linebacker is doing what he's doing. Yeah, we're just going to win games.
Yeah, but if he had 4 tackles, you should have seen the 2 he had. They were pretty impressive. The other 2 were just okay.
Yeah, but I agree with you, Mike. They just find a way. He is a coach that has his finger on the pulse of his team every year. Was there ever a time when he said he's lost the locker room? I don't recall.
No.
Guys play for him, man.
Well, the one thing I'll say is, until it finally got out and we realized what an a-hole AB was, Antonio Brown, think about how much he kept under wraps for how long, because that just didn't start.
Forever, yeah.
I mean, a lot of that stuff went on.
Well, he had another guy, too.
And Bell.
Le'Veon Bell. Who was a weird? Le'Veon's a weirdo, man. Mm-hmm. He was a weird dude. I'm serious, man. And he was able to manage all of those personalities, weird personalities. We go around the National Football League and pick out MVPs at 9:15, but on the other side, we're going to call Omaha. You got a lot of phone calls online.
All right.
We'll take your phone calls. Your reaction up next on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.